from another country.
Yeah.
So as with other countries, you know, every country kind of has their bands. I remember Snow Patrol was around like Scotland forever, and then, you know, kind of hit here. So we're making another crack down here, dude, and loving it, because essentially we're just traveling storytellers. So this means we just get to kind of travel around and, you know, share our music with more people. So it's great. We're enjoying the time spent.
Okay, I mean, listening to you guys, you seem to have a bunch of very diverse influences. I can hear a little bit of Snow Patrol in you guys, some Simple Plan, some Weezer.
Those are definitely bands we all enjoy. I think the influence maybe go a little deeper.
Mm-hmm.
And also, you know what, attributes, and sometimes I think some of the diversity of the record is our ADD. I think we're always trying to kind of keep ourselves entertained as well, and never been wanting to be that band that plays the same song at the same tempo over and over and over again. And also, by, you know, like, pop is a pretty wide genre, dude, and it's great because you get to use as many kind of crayons, I guess, out of the box as possible.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like the reggae influence. Like, dude, every country kind of has their own take on reggae. It's really neat. Like, English reggae is so much different than, you know, Jamaican reggae. In Canada, we have bands like Bed with Sound Clash. And you ever remember a band called the Payolas? They had this great song in the 80s called Eyes of a Stranger. Like, people are kind of lo-fi, kind of almost, you know, like, just laid-back 80s, like, white guy reggae kind of thing. So every country kind of takes their spin on it, and we're just kind of happy to kind of add our piece to it, so...
Okay, I mean, your album comes out October 12th, so...
I think it's actually been bumped, actually. I think it's coming out sometime this fall. We're just getting a little bit more breathing room. We've only just been able to come down now and tour. So we're really only being able to really kind of hit the pavement running at this point. We've been... When did we start this tour? We started in our hometown of Vancouver on September 11th, played outdoors in Deer Lake Park, which is this really cool outdoor venue. It's on a man-made lake, it's not a man-made lake. On a little lake just outside of the Vancouver core, and it's usually the kind of place where, you know, it'd be a great spot to see, like, you know, Jack Johnson and Ben Harper, and I've seen Flaming Lips play there a while ago. And great place to start, and went to our country, so we've been down, I'm in Pittsburgh actually today,
yeah.
In the home of the Black and the Gold. We just went and saw the Penguins do their skate in the factory this morning.
Very nice.
They're opening up a brand new stadium here, so we kind of got to go take a preview and a run around of it. So it's really neat. Got to meet Matt Cook, who's on the used to be on the Vancouver Canucks.
Yeah, he's on
and,
the
Canucks. And Eric Bedard and Matt Ruth and stuff. And everybody was super cool. We're actually going back tomorrow to back to Toronto for one day, and we're doing I think for the NHL face-off. It's the opening day of the hockey tomorrow. So we get to go and play this free show in downtown Toronto, and they're broadcasting the Maple Leaf Canadian game, and it's kind of a neat thing to be a part of. So,
are you guys big hockey fans?
You know, we're hockey fans by default due to that we're Canadian. I was always way more of a curling fan. It sounds silly, but it's like a really fun time when you bond field because it's just a bunch of drinking and smoking and pretty much shuffleboard on ice. And it's always a really safe bet to bet on for the Olympics because so far the Canadians kind of, we know how to curl. But hockey, you know, my mom told me one time when I was a kid, she's like, Dave, maybe you better play guitar. And I was like, why is that, Mom? She's like, well, you're a horrible skater, so I don't think you're going to have a thing with the NHL. So early on, my dreams are dashed. But I know Crippen, our drummer, used to play when he was a kid. Tom's played. We were all talking the other day about ball hockey. And ball hockey, even if you don't play, like, you know, full-on ice hockey, because, one, it's expensive, and it's, you know, as you get older, the other guys just keep getting bigger. Like, some of those dudes on the Penguins, man, are huge.
Yeah, Goddard is a monster.
Goddard's massive. And Roop's no slouch himself, either.
Yeah.
So ball and road hockey, and, you know, the international, the fact that, you know, a kid in Pontiac, Michigan knows what car, you yell car and look around, game on, how important those, like, two phrases are, you know, as you're actually playing a serious game with the Buds. Hockey is, you know what I would have to pick for a sport, though, is we're all soccer fans because I really do believe that soccer is a universal language, and we've got to travel to lots of different places so far, and everywhere you go, you know, kids no matter how much money they have, how poor or how rich they are, all you need is one ball and some friends in an open field, and you can go play soccer. As opposed to, you know, needing a whole bunch of equipment and stuff, and, you know, have to make ice for it.
Yeah.
So, hockey is great in international sports, but, you know, soccer, I think, would be the language, sport language of the world.
Okay, you just mentioned that, you know, growing up, your mom said you should pick up a guitar. What were those early influences? What were those sounds that you heard on the guitar that was like, whoa, this is something that I want to do?
Well, I always liked, the guitar is a very tangible instrument. You know, the thing about it is, you know, it makes noise right away. So as a kid, you know, it's that very, you know, you don't know what to do with it. You just know that, you know, it can sound cool. And, you know, electric guitar is getting into something entirely different when you start the pedals, you know, electricity through it. I remember I was in grade 8, and I'd be playing guitar and stuff, and kind of listening to, at that age, you're trying to pick up on whatever music you can. And I remember Green Day played at Woodstock 94, and Dookie came out. And between that and Oasis, like, that Green Day performance, like, changed the way I thought about music. And really got me into wanting to play in, like, play in a band. And, you know, like, play simple songs that were catchy. And, you know, could move people, you know. And it was, like, energetic. And, you know, they're on stage, they were kind of nuts. And so, yeah, I remember that day like it was yesterday. It was a great, I remember on my first batch from, like, Columbia House, which was, like, the order in record thing. I lived in a small town, so we didn't really have a big, big record store. But so we could order in, and I remember my first batch, what I did. Like, you know, the Weezer Blue album. So, yeah, there goes the Weezer thing.
Yeah.
Weezer Blue album, like, live throwing copper.
Great
album. The first Rage Against the Machine record.
Mm-hmm.
Undertow by Tool.
Wow.
August and Everything After, Counting Crows. So it was kind of like a 90s, like, survival kit of, like, whole bunch of like, different kind of music. All great songs, different sonically, but, you know. And again, that's when, you know, all of us have kind of draw from different stuff. Jake's really gotten into Tom Waits as of late.
Yeah.
You know, he writes some very cool stuff and has a very unique voice in a way of describing things. I think we're always trying to kind of look outside the box and not be stagnant and feel like we're doing the same thing.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's, if you can, talk about the creative process. I mean, some of the songs are available. You can preview them on your website, headleyonline.com, and you kind of get, like, a little taste of what the band is all about as far as the new album goes. And, you know, it jumps around a lot, like Sweater and some of the other songs. They all sound different. There's a lot of pop culture references.
Sweater's a great song, and it's a really kind of unique song for and as a song, I guess, because it's a simple story, and it's very much about, like, you know, it's about, you know, a boy and a girl, and the boy goes away, and, you know, the boy and girl miss each other, and, you know, they trade shirts while they're gone, and, you know, in the end they get to trade back. So it was kind of an idea Jake brought in, and, you know, kind of helped kind of build it and structure it. But then, you know, there's also, like, songs on the record, like, you know, Don't Talk to Strangers, there's a bit more of, like, a club vibe to it, and kind of talking about a certain beautiful demographic of older women in the world.
Yeah.
So, and then, you know, songs like Perfect, where it's in a way like an apology, but also like a, hey, this is who I am, and, you know, I'm not gonna be anything but that, so here it is, and, you know, we're working on growing. So, you know, we love having fun, but we're not afraid to kind of, like, you know, put it out there too. I think it's that, it's a nice little mix.
Okay, have you guys ever played New York before? Because, I mean, you're heading here, you're gonna be in the Bowery Ballroom, a couple of other places.
We are. I've never been to the Bowery. I'm really stoked because some great bands, some great sets dates since it's been open in 97. And, but we played the Nokia Theater probably about 3 years ago, I believe, with Matchbook Romance and Yellow Card.
Nice.
So that was a cool show and actually got to experience, you know, playing downtown New York. This time's going to be a bit different. I think I'm kind of looking forward to doing that, like, you know, very kind of classic club. Like, I missed out on ever getting to go to seeing CBGBs. New York is such a, you know, the U.S. is such a huge country to start off with, and, you know, New York itself is like the city. So many people have gone to New York to write about and romanticize about it, and it's kind of nice to kind of, you know, get your spin on it.
Okay, like we were saying before, there's a lot of fans in the States that are just starting to get to know what you guys are all about. For fans that,
yep,
you know, may have just be listening to this interview and have never heard you before, can you tell us what you're all about? Like, you know, tell us.
Well, we're a bunch of Canadians. We're polite. We like rock and roll. We usually go to bed at pretty reasonable hours. We only usually use the mind-altering drugs on the weekends and cross-dress every... No, I'm joking. We don't cross-dress. And, you know, man, some bands take themselves really seriously, I think. And so anybody that is not a Headley fan yet, check it out. Give us a try, and I'd say come out and see a live show, because for us, like, playing live is where it really comes together, and making records is fun because they're kind of like these little snapshots in time. But after that, you know, then the record's done, and you can listen to it at home, and when you actually go and see a show live, and, you know, everybody remembers going to see a concert that, you know, kind of changes something, or just seeing a band that really kind of wants to be there. So, yeah, I'd say come check out a show, and check out some stuff on www.headleyonline.com. We did a bunch of little snippet videos for coming down to the for this leg of the tour, and we had a friend of ours out on the first leg, so we filmed a bunch of scenes and some stuff for your viewing pleasure, because we've all seen band stuff on the internet, and sometimes it can be kind of boring and the same. So take a look at it. We got a kick out of making it.